infrastructure that came in there as a result of it. Texas Motor Speedway, Kansas Speedway, just to name a couple of them that were built, you know, since 2000 or just before 2000 in Texas' case. That is a big, big deal. And this has such a great impact on a community. They need it in downtown Nashville as well as here in Lebanon.
Absolutely. No question about it. It would be massive if they can get back to the fairgrounds. And what's so cool about that, I've seen a number of other type races there, ASA, late model races. The racing at the fairgrounds is absolutely fantastic, and you turn loose NASCAR's top series and then the Xfinity, the truck series as well over at the fairgrounds. My, oh my, that would be big. I hope they can get it done. Chase Elliott, you talk about people who are believers. Chase Elliott is probably the number one supporter inside the garage that says, look, this is big out here, but it would be even bigger at the fairgrounds.
We are 2 minutes away from opening ceremonies here at Nashville Super Speedway for the Cracker Barrel 400. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. Joining us in the turns for the play-by-play tonight will be Rob Albright and Pat Patterson covering pit road, Alan Cavada, Wendy Venturini, and Heather DeBow. We've got 400 miles of racing with the Cracker Barrel 400, 300 laps around this 1.33-mile all-concrete racetrack, and a lot of great storylines already this weekend, a lot of great action on this racetrack. And truthfully, Mark, ever since the Cup race was introduced here at Nashville Super Speedway 4 years ago when Chase Elliott, or Kyle Larson, rather, won that inaugural race, this has been just a wildly entertaining one.
And the drivers love coming to Music City. On top of that, you mentioned Kyle Larson winning in 21, Chase Elliott 2022, Ross Chastain the big win in 23 a year ago, Joey Logano, Chastain the only one in that group that can also say I was a runner-up in Music City USA. And so again, look for big things from him tonight. Lap leaders so far, Denny Hamlin hasn't won, but he's led the most laps, one more at 265 than Kyle Larson's 264.
Just one more lap than Kyle Larson. We'll see how that turns out here tonight. Denny Hamlin still on baby watch. Should he have to exit this race early if his fiance Jordan Fish goes into labor, Ryan Truex is here ready to hop into that number 11 car. We're about to get opening ceremonies underway here at Nashville Super Speedway. Let's go down to the pre-race stage as we get things set for tonight's Cracker Barrel 400.
Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the United States Marine Corps Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer tonight's invocation, please welcome from the 2D Combat Engineer Battalion, Chaplain Nathan Huffman.
Let us pray. Eternal and everlasting God, thank you for bringing us together here in the Music City to feel the power and the spirit of competition. Bless these drivers and the crews today. Keep them sharp, safe, and strong as they chase that checkered flag. And this Marine Week, we give thanks for our sailors and Marines who've seized distant shores and carried freedom's banner high these past 250 years. Bless this race. Bless our warriors. And God bless the United States of America. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome from the 2D Marine Aircraft Wing Band, Sergeant Elizabeth Marino.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs burst. Gave proof through the that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
And that'll put the wraps on our pre-race coverage. When we come back, the command of fire engines in the Cracker Barrel 400.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive. As you might imagine, I know a thing or two about cars, and I'm here to tell you about a whole new way to buy a car, truck, or SUV. Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews? On top of that, every car that Echo Park Automotive sells goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure that it looks and drives like new, so you leave happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling, "Hot dogs here!" And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one, too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
We're about to go green here at Nashville Super Speedway in the Cracker Barrel 400. Stick with us. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
A year ago in Nashville, it was the race that just didn't want to end.
Larson gives a big shove to Denny Hamlin. Chastain gets hit by Larson. He'll hit the outside wall.
Green, white, checkered, and on the jump, it is Denny Hamlin. Larson, trouble, looks like trouble. He ran out of gas, and then Kyle Busch also runs into the wall.
Logano's going to lead it at the white flag. Chase Elliott is out of gas. The yellow flag comes out.
Joey Logano leads them back down to the line. It's going to be tight, but Joey Logano hangs on and wins at the Nashville Super Speedway.
It took five periods of overtime before the song was finished, leaving drivers like Josh Berry on the outside looking in and hoping for a better finish this year.
You know, we obviously, Miles and the guys have been doing a great job over the course of the season, bringing speed, and if we can just execute, you know, from when we get on the track, then I think we have a chance at a good finish.
Now, in midseason, everyone is assessing their weaknesses and strengths on their journey to the playoffs. Ty Dillon, how would you grade yourself so far?
I don't know about putting a grade on it, but I'd say it's been pretty good. You know, I think we've been fast, and, you know, we've ran really well at some tracks. We've done a bit of a poor job executing finishes. We've ran up front more than we finished up front.
Last week's finish in the top five left Brad Keselowski hungry for a win.
Our execution's getting better. It's an exciting time for us outside of looking at where we're at in the point standings. And we need to build off of that and just inch our way up to being able to win. And I think we're really close to that right now.
Chase Briscoe's on the pole.
Nice to start on the pole 2 weeks in a row. Hopefully we can do a little bit better, you know, than we did last week. But yeah, certainly it's, you know, this track is very, very track position dependent. So to be able to start on the pole is going to be a huge advantage for us. And hopefully we can, you know, hold that advantage.
Ross Chastain wants to add to his momentum after last week's Charlotte win.
After the week we just had, I just want to get in a race car. This is a humbling sport, though. So we put ourselves at a lot of high risk getting back on track that the success could be hard again. So the cars don't know what happened last week. So ready to get on track and start working through the process.
Today, we're tuning them up for the Cracker Barrel 400 at Nashville Super Speedway. And every lap is right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We heard from Brad Keselowski. Last week, he moved from 33rd to 32nd in the points. He needs to stay there. Tonight is the cutoff for the in-season tournament that's going to be starting later on this season.
If you want to be a part of that tournament, which starts in Atlanta Motor Speedway in the Quaker State 400, you have to be in the top 32. That tournament is going to pay $1 million to the winner. So make sure you go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com to get your tickets as well. They've got a big one coming up here at the end of June. All right, we're about to go trackside. We've got all 39 cars lined up on pit road. They're ready to fire up the engines. They're ready to head out there and run for 300 laps here at Nashville Super Speedway with a Cracker Barrel 400. So, to get things started the right way, let's go trackside now with the command to fire engines here at Nashville Super Speedway.
And now, here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome four-time Academy of Country Music Award nominee and top-selling singer-songwriter, Ernest!
Nashville, Tennessee! The sun doth shine on Music City, and drivers, start your engine!
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Starting 39th, Chad Fincham, the Aries Ford. Rolling off 38th will be J.J. Yaley in the Fanatic Sportsbook Chevrolet. The Monster Energy Toyota of Riley Herb starts 37th. 36th will be John Hunter Nemechek, the DriveValue.com Toyota. Todd Gilliland starts 35th in the Love's Travel Stop Ford. Cody Ware will start 34th in the Arby's Ford. 33rd will be Corey Heim, the Chiefs Toyota. Rolling off 32nd, Daniel Suarez, the Tootsie's Orchid Lounge Chevrolet, and the Grizzly Nicotine Pouches Chevrolet of Ty Dillon starts 31st.
30th, it's Noah Gregson, the Rush Truck Center's Ford. Then it's the HaasTooling.com Ford of Cole Custer, 29th. 28th, Kyle Larson, the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet, to his inside. Starting 27th, Zane Smith, the Mystic Lubricants Ford. The Ziegler Auto Group Chevrolet of Carson Hosevar is 26th on the grid. 25th, Kyle Busch in the Zone Chevrolet. Moving up to row 12 on the outside, 24th on the grid in the Allies Chevrolet, Alex Bowman. 23rd, Shane Van Gisbergen in the Red Bull Chevrolet. Starting 22nd in the Interstate Batteries Toyota, it's Ty Gibbs. The Toys for Tot Chevrolet of Austin Dillon is 21st.
Josh Berry will start 20th in the Freightliner Ford. Ryan Preece rolls off 19th in the Trimble Ford. 18th will be Justin Haley, the Garner Trucking Chevrolet. A.J. Allmendinger starts 17th in the Leaf Filter Gutter Protection Chevrolet. The Discount Tire Ford of Austin Cindric will roll off 16th. 15th will be teammate Ryan Blaney, the Menards Cardinal Cabinetry Ford. The Dollar Tree Toyota of Eric Jones starts 14th. 13th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in the Noth Energy Chevrolet. Bubba Wallace starts 12th in the Chumba Casino Toyota. And Chase Elliott rolls off 11th, the Kelly Blue Book Chevrolet.
On the outside of row number 5, starting 10th in the Kroger Ford, it's Chris Buescher. To his inside, going off 9th, Joey Logano, the Shell Pennzoil Ford. The Delaware Life Chevrolet of Michael McDowell, 8th. 7th, Christopher Bell, the DeWalt Toyota. The Solomon Plumbing Ford of Brad Keselowski is 6th. 5th, Ross Chastain, the Busch Country Chevrolet. Moving up to row 2 on the outside. In the Pinnacle Toyota, it's Tyler Reddick to his inside, taking the green flag third. William Byron, the Raptor High Heat Chevrolet. And now the front row on the outside, it's Denny Hamlin in the Progressive Toyota. And on the pole for the third time this season, first time here at Nashville, Chase Briscoe, the Bass Pro Shops Toyota. His speed, a record qualifying effort here at Nashville, 164.395 miles per hour.
And that's your starting lineup for the Cracker Barrel 400.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
At NAPA, we are the pros that turn your check engine-like questions into solutions. From diagnostic tools to premium replacement parts like O2 sensors, we've got everything your business needs to quickly diagnose and solve the problem. Whatever's triggering those dashboard alerts, our nationwide network delivers the right parts right when you need them. Because in the battle with check engine lights, we make sure you always win. Find your parts right now at NAPA. NAPA.
NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
J.J. Yaley's car is being pushed behind the wall for a little work. A problem starting that one as the field rolls off onto the racetrack as we get ready to go racing here with the Cracker Barrel 400. From Nashville Super Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The biggest sprint car series in the world is coming to Red Cedar Speedway for the first time ever, Wednesday, June 4th. NASCAR champion Kyle Larson and the high rollers of the Kubota High Limit Racing Series, including Brad Sweet, Rico Abreu, Tyler Courtney, and more for one night only. Don't miss this high-intensity Roto-Rooter midweek series night of racing at Red Cedar Speedway, Wednesday, June 4th. Hot laps at 6:15, racing at 7:30. Get your tickets now at highlimitracing.com.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
As the field is being paced right now before the start of the Cracker Barrel 400, let's go back down and survey our pit reporters to find out who they think might wind up in victory lane when it's all said and done. We're going to start at the exit of pit road and Wendy Venturini.
Oh, I love this. Thank you so much. William Byron's going to be my pick, and I'll tell you why. Last week at Charlotte, he had a fantastic car. He had the speed. He just couldn't capitalize on it. Tonight, I feel like he has a little bit of redemption under his belt, and William Byron told me in pre-race he was ready to go for this race. He's going to stay on top of this racetrack. With the changes from day tonight, William Byron gets to victory lane.
All right, in the center section of pit road, how about you, Alan Cavana?
I'm picking a driver that led a bunch of laps here last year, knows how to lead this race. This is the Music City, right? I say ring the bell. Christopher Bell wins the race tonight.
Oh, C. Bell. All right, Heather DeBow, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with a guy that really wants to win here in his 700th start because nobody's ever done it before. So I see the number 11 of Denny Hamlin going to victory lane later tonight.
Well, thank you, Heather, for that pick. I think Denny Hamlin, pretty solid. He's good on concrete tracks. He's led the most laps here in Cup Series competition at Nashville Super Speedway. Let's get some final thoughts from our turn announcers. First, Rob Albright.
No doubt track position is king. Yesterday during the media center time with driver Brad Keselowski, he said this track, the concrete, very sensitive to rough surfaces. There's a big bump on the racetrack. He starts sixth after getting his first top five of the season a week ago. Could he vault over a whole bunch of guys by winning tonight? It's a possibility, but 38 other drivers have other ideas, Pat.
When you describe turns 3 and 4 here at Nashville Speedway, they'll tell you much different than 1 and 2. It's a sweeping corner. You got to shift that car. You got to worry about the bump. You got to deal with traffic. We'll be your eyes and ears all night long in 3 and 4 here at Nashville.
All right, thank you very much, Pat. Thank you very much, Rob. Going to be exciting. The cars are headed down pit road to make sure the lights are set properly on their digital dash so they don't violate pit road speed here at Nashville, Mark.
And, of course, that's always a big deal. You make a mistake on pit road, and it could be very costly. You hope if you're going to make one, you make it early, and you have time to make it up. This, as we take a look at how drivers have performed on concrete tracks, three drivers have won the last six races on concrete. Denny Hamlin has three of those wins, Kyle Larson two, and, of course, Joey Logano here at Nashville 1 year ago.
All right, going to be very exciting. They're going to be coming to the one to go before we start this race when we head into eBay stage number one. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
So the Cup Series race 2800 is about to take the green flag for the fifth time here at Nashville Super Speedway for the Cup Series. Again, coming in, William Byron leading the regular season standings by 29 over Kyle Larson. On the bubble, Ryan Preece by only 6 points over Chris Buescher, 13 over A.J. Allmendinger, and 14 over Kyle Busch. Those are some of the things to keep an eye on once the green flag flies.
As we hit one to go, A.J. Allmendinger dropping to the back. They actually had to go through inspection again. After the car was inspected, they got a penalty because they made some unapproved adjustments. Not only is A.J. Allmendinger dropping to the back, he will have to make a stop-and-go penalty after the green flag comes out. J.J. Yaley's car right now still behind the wall mark. They say no power on that number 44. They're trying to find the source of that gremlin.
That is why being a race driver and a crew member just could drive yourself crazy, right? You put in all this work to come to Nashville. You don't even get to take the green flag after being here for 3 days. Man, that hurts.
Yeah, a lot of things can keep that car from having power, and trying to find some of those as the pace car has its lights off going into turn number three before the start of this race. It's a tough one. Fireworks in the air here at Nashville Super Speedway. We're about to get the Cracker Barrel 400 underway. Pat Patterson, they're stacking up in front of you.
Let's set the top 10 for you here. Row number five, it's Chris Buescher on the outside, Joey Logano inside. Outside row four, Michael McDowell with Christopher Bell. Row three, Brad Keselowski and Ross Chastain. Tyler Reddick and William Byron bring up row number two, and starting on the pole tonight, Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin. The Tennessee faithful are on their feet. We're about to start the Cracker Barrel 400.
Two Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas take the green flag. Briscoe gets a big jump over Denny Hamlin. He'll lead the pack to turn number one for the first time.
Chase Briscoe with a choice, took the inside lane, parlays it to the race lead off turn number two. Here comes William Byron. He wants the second position. Ross Chastain out of shape in turn two, drops about half a dozen spots. Briscoe with a nice lead down the backstretch for the first lap tonight. Denny Hamlin in that second spot. William Byron right there on the bottom of the racetrack, along with Tyler Reddick and the 20 car worked Christopher Bell as they worked their back way to the big strike.
Top five almost settled in, but the battle is for third. Tyler Reddick is driven to the inside of William Byron.
New daddy, Tyler Reddick, trying to get to the front. He runs door to door with William Byron in the middle of the banking and turns one and two. Slight advantage to Byron as they exit that corner and head down the backstretch. He still has a little bit of an advantage, that is Byron, over Reddick as they work their way in the battle for three. He'll go nose to tail now as that settles down. The battle go a little further back is for sixth and seventh.
Chase Elliott started that lap in eighth. He is now sixth. He got by Logano. Now he overpowers Michael McDowell and sets his sights on Christopher Bell.
Four of the top five are Toyotas, three of them from Joe Gibbs Racing. Chase Briscoe out front, three car lengths over Hamlin, five more back to the Chevy of Byron, then two back to the Toyota of Reddick. Watching Joey Logano, who's on the move right now, trying to close in on Michael McDowell. Ross Chastain in the middle of that one as well. Only a car length separate those two. Meanwhile, here's the leader off four.
A.J. Allmendinger served his penalty. He's minus one lap. Kyle Larson got way loose in turn number two. He's at the back of the pack. Chase Briscoe leads him into one.
Single file about 10 deep. Now going to the inside of Ross Chastain in turn number one is the car of Brad Keselowski, and they'll battle door-to-door as they charge off two. Keselowski can't do anything with Chastain. and he'll move up a spot. Bubba Wallace right behind him as they work their way down into the turn number three and four. Here's Briscoe now, separated by about seven car lengths over second place.
As they work their way down to the line, we're completing just lap number four of the Cracker Barrel 400. And the hot spot on the racetrack right now looks like Eric Jones is trying to hold off Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney trying to get around Eric Jones. They'll work into turn number one. Now a car separating the two of them. Everybody single file all the way back to about 27th or 28th. That's where they're side by side. Eric Jones will try to go now and catch Chris Buescher, who's trying to bear down on Bubba Wallace. Meanwhile, up front, Briscoe has the lead with Hamlin right behind.
Chase Briscoe leading Denny Hamlin. Then it's William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, all single file. You start to drop back a little bit. Bubba Wallace trying to put some pressure on Brad Keselowski.
He made pressure work in turn number four, but Keselowski was not to be daunted. He will hang on to that spot, and they work out of turn number two with the race leader Briscoe midway down the backstretch. Watching again, Bubba Wallace trying to run up and catch the sixth car of Brad Keselowski. That battle will go into turn number three. Good separation amongst the top 12 cars now.
Watching a battle for 15th develop. Austin Cindric has it. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is right there trying to close in. A number of cars bottled up behind them. You have Ryan Preece in that group along with Justin Haley.
Stenhouse Jr., of course, with a bit of difficulty. He is a single car team working his way toward the front. He's all by himself off of turn number two. Stenhouse in that orange and blue car tonight as he motors down the back straightaway. Once again, up front, it's Briscoe leading the way all four.
Chase Briscoe is out front, but he's not really pulling away. It's less than a half a second advantage over Denny Hamlin, about a second back to William Byron.
Everybody being just a bit cautious at the outset of this race. As we said, this track can be very treacherous if you get just a little bit out of shape. It's pretty unforgiving. The advantage for Briscoe now about five car lengths. Then there's Denny Hamlin, works his way down the backstretch right behind him. Going in the third spot is William Byron, followed by Tyler Reddick. That's the way the front four work, and now they make their way off turn four again.
Need to document that after his penalty, A.J. Allmendinger has come back out onto the track. He has lost the lap, certainly hoping for a yellow flag now because he would be in position to get the free pass.
And J.J. Yaley has made it out onto the racetrack. He's also running minus one lap. Mark, when we look at some of the drivers, Kyle Larson lost a bunch of spots. He actually got way loose, drifted almost to the outside safer barrier in turn number one. He's trying to work his way through. He's just not getting through very fast.
No, he certainly is not, and that is a problem with dirty air here at Nashville Super Speedway. It, of course, it could be the great equalizer, if you will. Early on, the big movers, Corey Heim in that fourth car for 23-11 Racing is up seven spots. Ty Dillon plus six, Chase Elliott plus five, and we also see plus five. Chase Elliott, Ty Dillon just changed as we went through there. Plus eight for Heim, plus five for Elliott and Ty Dillon. The losers at this point, Larson has lost five spots. His teammate Alex Bowman, four. Keselowski has lost four as well.
One of the drivers trying to make a move up into the top ten. We talked about it before. Now Rob Bubba Wallace has drove down to the inside of Brad Keselowski.
Looks like he may draw even entering the corner. Yes, he will do exactly that. Brad drifts up way high on the racetrack. All the way to the bottom is Bubba. They come together off turn two, and they are side by side. They stay side by side midway down the backstretch. Wallace now going to kind of back off of the number six of Brad Keselowski. Pulls to the bumper, takes a look underneath, but can't make a move off four.
Keselowski saw the move. He countered by moving to the left, blocked Bubba. Now Bubba has fallen back two car lengths as they cross the stripe. 11 laps down, 79 to go in stage one.
The field spread by about two-thirds of a lap right now. A lot of distance to almost every position through the top 15 or 20. Single file, Pat, all the way around the racetrack. Everybody is trying to get their feel for their car underneath them. They're going to start moving around on this racetrack, guys, as soon as the tires and the car feels right to them.
Mark, I'm baffled by Kyle Larson right now. I know we talked about how he got loose and went to the back of the pack, but quite honestly, it's not like he lost a lot of spots in doing that. Larson started this race. He qualified 28th. Remember, this is a driver who not only won the inaugural race here, that was in the previous generation of race car, but since then has consistently knocked down single-digit finishes. His lifetime average at Nashville in four races, 4.5, and right now Kyle Larson is running 32nd.
Only driver to finish all four of those races in the top 10, and you look at his lap times. 30.6, the leader's running 30.1. So not only is he mired back there in a lot of traffic, but the car just doesn't seem to have the speed right now.
Yeah, it just didn't yesterday in practice and qualifying. It doesn't seem to be showing that here today in the race. Chase Briscoe's out front. Denny Hamlin, though, keeping the pressure on. They're coming off of turn number four. The last time the gap was half a second. I'm going to call that gap about four car lengths. They cross the start-finish line. Here go Briscoe and Hamlin into one.
And that pair of Toyotas have begun to separate themselves from the third-place car. That's the Chevrolet of William Byron. He's gone from about five car lengths back of second-running Hamlin to somewhere around a dozen. Off turn number two, Briscoe by three car lengths.
Those two guys are setting a pretty big pace up here up front right now, and it won't be long before they're moving around here and catching some lap traffic at the rate they're going now. Here's Briscoe once again on four.
Those two pulling away from third place, William Byron, also Reddick in fourth, Bell in fifth across the stripe. Again, Briscoe leads back to one.
Well, we watch this battle shaping up for the race lead. Hamlin trying different lines in turns one and two the last several laps, trying to find some clean air, and that's a tough task here at Nashville, Pat.
Yeah, the last two nights we have seen that being able to take your car into that outer lane and use that to get a good run off the hill has been a great way to pass people. Denny Hamlin starting to experiment with that line.
Hamlin runs a little bit of a higher line, puts the right side tires up in the resin. Now it's about 2.5 car lengths from leader Chase Briscoe.
As they continue to drive away from third running William Byron, has also separated himself from the fourth place car of Tyler Reddick. Way up to the top of the racetrack in turn two, those Hamlin still hunting some clean air.
Call it three car lengths down the backstretch here at Nashville. Once again, Denny Hamlin maybe looking now to see if he can work his way up the racetrack a little bit more. He does, and he gets a little closer to the leader, all four.
As these two Toyotas push each other, again, they are separating from the field in third place, William Byron, the gap continuing to grow.
And the battle up front gets tighter and tighter. That time into turn one, Hamlin was within half a car length. Now off of two, it's grown to about a car length and a half, but he is there to challenge.
That's going to be the margin now as they work their way into turn number three. There's the leader going just a little bit off the bottom of the racetrack. That's Chase Briscoe. Hamlin a little bit higher trying to catch him.
Chad Fincham could be the jam car here. He's about to go a lap down as the leaders hit the start finish line and race back into one.
And this, of course, would make it very difficult for A.J. Allmendinger, who wants to stay in the lucky dog position. That's not going to be the case now, however, as they bypass Chad Fincham to put him one lap down.
Chad Fincham goes a lap down, and actually Briscoe got a better exit on two and getting around Fincham than Hamlin as they work their way into three. Hamlin again looking upstairs just ever so slightly off of four.
As they come off of turn number four, Chase Briscoe leads. We've got 19 laps down. Denny Hamlin the runner-up, followed by William Byron, Tyler Reddick, and Christopher Bell, your top five.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
This is a Camry. This is a Camry on NASCAR. This is a Camry on NASCAR with Ty Gibbs behind the wheel. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive makes bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From Nashville Super Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway and the Cracker Barrel 400. Let's give you a full field rundown as we have collected 24 laps now in this 300-lap race. And this leaderboard update brought to you by Beefaroo. Beefaroo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beefaroo app and enter for a shot at winning VIP race experiences, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beefaroo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beefaroo.
Our leader is Chase Briscoe. Denny Hamlin is second. William Byron third. Tyler Reddick fourth. Christopher Bell fifth. Chase Elliott sixth. Seventh, Michael McDowell. Eighth, Joey Logano. Ninth, Ross Chastain. Brad Keselowski in 10th.
Running in 11th right now, we have Bubba Wallace. Chris Buescher is 12th. Eric Jones 13th. 14th is Ryan Blaney. 15th, Austin Cindric. 16th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ryan Preece 17th. Justin Haley 18th. 19th, Ty Gibbs. And 20th, Josh Berry.
Shane Van Gisbergen is 21st. Austin Dillon 22nd. Corey Heim now has worked his way up to 23rd. Carson Hocevar 24th. 25th is going to be Kyle Busch. Ty Dillon 26th. Alex Bowman 27th. Zane Smith, 28th, 29th is Noah Gregson. Kyle Larson, mired back in 30th.
Running 31st, Cole Custer, 32nd, Todd Gilliland. Riley Herbst, 33rd, 34th, John Hunter Nemechek. Daniel Suarez, 35th, Cody Ware, 36th, A.J. Allmendinger, 37th, 38th, Chad Fincham, 39th, J.J. Gailey as we go down to pit road, and Alan Kavanagh.
Well, as you said, Kyle Larson just mired back there in 30th. He started 28th, had a moment out there on the racetrack that set him even further back, and without the benefit of a pit stop, all the driver can do is find the best way around the track to look for a little speed. Larson came on the radio and said he's looking for spots on the track where they may be cooler. They want to get his tire down there to make his handling a little better. He told his crew chief, Cliff Daniels, that he needs to be better off the exit of the corners, like launching off the end of the corners. He needs to be better if they want to make up any track position.
Thank you very much, Alan. Let's pick up the leaders again. Denny Hamlin still trying to work the back bumper of Chase Briscoe as they cross the start-finish line with 62 to go in stage one.
After getting as close as a half car length behind race leader Chase Briscoe, teammate Denny Hamlin now settled back about three car lengths. They continue to ease away from third running William Byron, who's almost a half straightaway back.
We mentioned to you that the leaders were setting a pretty good pace here, probably going to be catching some lap traffic as they move their way through three and four. Here's Briscoe once again off turn four.
Again, quite a gap back to third place William Byron. You have Byron 2 seconds in back of the leaders as they head back to one.
Watch those leaders into turn number one. A few laps ago, Christopher Bell had actually narrowed the margin between himself and the fourth place car of Tyler Reddick. He now has lost ground to Tyler, and he's about 10 car lengths back. Again, the closest thing we've got to a fight for position is right up front.
Yeah, Briscoe into turn number three now. He's going to run up on the back of the New York racing car. That's J.J. Yaley. That's about to go a lap down as they work their way all four back to the stripe.
If they're going to split the stage, that would put us around 15 laps to go until pit stops begin as Chase Briscoe tries to pull away from Denny Hamlin.
Keep an eye on some of these guys may be having some handling problems and may want a short stop that might give them an advantage or could cost them. If the caution comes out, the leader's once again halfway down the back straightaway.
Briscoe's going to catch J.J. Yaley into turn three. Yaley's going to stay at the bottom of the racetrack. Briscoe pulls within about, eight car lengths now. Denny Hamlin nowhere near being able to pounce quite yet.
So Chase Briscoe at the line from the green flag has now led 31 laps. Coming into this race on the season, he has led only 30. Leading into Nashville, he has now doubled that and then some. As we're early on in this race, he was ranked 19th, again with 30 laps led coming into this event. And now Briscoe has led even more than that, just one race right here at Nashville.
Mark, one of the things he told our pit reporters during our pre-race coverage was, I won the pole last week for the Coca-Cola 600. I didn't even lead a lap. I don't want that to be the case. So far, he's led every single one. They cross the start-finish line again, easily moving through lap traffic. They just put Chad Fincham a second lap down, and Mark, Chase Briscoe still has clean air in front of him before he gets down to the next car to put him a lap down.
And after that, of course, on the hit list, you have Daniel Suarez is back there along with John Hunter Nemechek, Todd Gilliland. They'll be next up for Chase Briscoe. Again, Hamlin is right there, hasn't let him go. And in the third place, William Byron, looks like he may be creeping a little bit closer, but certainly at this point doesn't have anything for the lead duo.
I would agree. The gap last time by was 2 seconds for William Byron. He cut a couple hundredths off of that. Byron cut a couple hundredths off, however, Mark, actually passing lap traffic. There may be more there than what we realize as tires start to wear.
And now all three of those cars have clear racetrack, at least momentarily, maybe the next two, three, four laps before they get back into traffic. And Chase Briscoe starting to stretch away just a bit from Denny Hamlin. Rob Albright, as they cross the line, we've got 56 laps to go here in stage one.
Expectations for Chase Briscoe are very high preseason. Stepped into this Joe Gibbs, number 19, following Martin Truex Jr., who's expected to run up front immediately. It's taken him a while, Pat Patterson, but tonight he's proving that's where he belongs.
Yeah, he looks good in that car, and right now he's holding off Denny Hamlin. Now, these guys are entering turn number three. The lap cars that they're about to deal with are just exiting four. They're going to catch them pretty good here in the next couple laps.
Chase Briscoe continues to lead Denny Hamlin, William Byron, Tyler Reddick, and Christopher Bell 34 laps into the Cracker Barrel 400.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
Hi, it's PRN's Brad Gilley. Did you know you could take PRN with you anywhere? That's right. By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download today for station listings and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, The Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
If you just joined us, Chase Briscoe has led the opening 37 laps, and we still have 53 to go before we get to the end of stage one in the Cracker Barrel 400. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The biggest sprint car series in the world is coming to Red Cedar Speedway for the first time ever, Wednesday, June 4th. NASCAR champion Kyle Larson and the high rollers of the Kubota High Limit Racing Series, including Brad Sweet, Rico Abreu, Tyler Courtney, and more for one night only. Don't miss this high-intensity Roto-Rooter midweek series night of racing at Red Cedar Speedway, Wednesday, June 4th. Hot laps at 6:15, racing at 7:30. Get your tickets now at highlimitracing.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We're back here live at National Super Speedway in Stage 1. Kyle Larson, the first to pit. It appeared like it was scheduled. The window is open. They made a quick decision to bring Kyle Larson down. Again, he was mired back in the pack. This is potentially a strategy call to get him in here first. Expect to see other drivers start pitting after they've seen the five car do it, Wendy Venturini.
Chase Briscoe is going to hit pit road. It's going to be more tires than fuel. Chase has been very quiet on the radio, had that best starting position from the pole today, but it's an air pressure adjustment only for him, Alan Cabana.
Yeah, we're seeing more and more pit stops starting to happen right now. I can see the pit stall of Denny Hamlin. They're waving the sign right now for him. He's going to come down pit road, complaining about pushing just a little bit toward the end of that run, trying to chase down Chase Briscoe. Four tires for Denny Hamlin. Wendy Venturini.
William Byron comes to a stop. It's going to be four tires for William Byron. He started off in the third position for William Byron. He was just starting to fight a very tight Race car, very tight, he said, was the description for William Byron. Heather DeBow.
And Austin Dillon was just in. He got a chassis adjustment on that number three. He told his team he was getting looser on entry and on exit.
William Byron was able to pick up a little bit of ground on Denny Hamlin, and now Briscoe goes by Hamlin on the back straightaway. Again, that is not for the lead right now, but after everybody sequences through their green flag pit stops, that should put Briscoe back on top.
Yeah, and this is happening now 40 laps into stage number one. We just completed lap 43 with more cars on pit road. Alan Cavana.
Kyle Busch is one of those cars. His 18 turning on four tires and fuel just too tight for that eight car. Remember, he spun out in practice. Didn't get much practice time, but he is on and off.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with his 450th start came to a stop on pit road. Four tires and fuel. He was a little bit too tight. That is much of the report from these drivers up and down pit road. Alan Cavana.
Bubba Wallace on and off pit road with four new tires and some gas. He was having some handling issues out there, but then picked up a few spots since that green flag drop.
Chase Briscoe, your leader now, chasing Chase Elliott, who has yet to come in for his pit stop. Briscoe's able to go around him now as we go to Heather DeBow.
And Joey Logano in. He said he's building loose on entry. He's a number tight in the center and a number three on entry, but he didn't want much of a change here on this green flag pit cycle. Also in is the one of Ross Chastain. He told his team that he's too loose with the sun up. So when the sun goes down, he expects that car to come to him, but he said he's still not turning great in the center. Wendy Venturini.
Chris Buescher was tight from the center off. He's going to come down pit road for those four tires and Sunoco fuel. A solid stop for Chris Buescher. Heather DeBow.
Chase Elliott also in. He told his team that the car is fine, so no changes for the nine as they do four Goodyear tires and Sunoco fuel. Also in, Brad Keselowski. He told his team that the car ride quality was just about perfect.
Christopher Bell is in. He has a great pit stall with no one blocking his entrance. Two tires on the right side coming around, putting four in fuel, having a good first stint here. Christopher Bell, clean stop for the 23.
A little bit of a close call for Bell as he was going in. Josh Berry was going out. They were able to handle that. Tyler Reddick had inherited the lead, but now he is on pit road. These are scheduled green flag pit stops in stage one of the Cracker Barrel 400. Back down to Alan Cavana.
Tyler Reddick finished third in this race last year. They went to all those overtime units so far. They like their car on the long run of practice. They're going to put four tires on it and add some fuel around to the left side. Tyler Reddick looking like a clean stop for the 45. Right now.
Looks like Bubba Wallace serving a pass-through penalty, Mark. That's going to be costly with the pace that this race is moving.
Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric have not pitted yet. Neither has Ty Gibbs, Justin Haley, or Corey Heim. So right now, Blaney being shown the leader, but he still has to make his stop.
Yeah, Blaney having to make his stop. He's shown a lot of speed here this season, still looking for that first win as all of his Team Penske teammates have gone to victory lane so far this season. We start to see some more cars peel off of pit road, but for now, the leaders are the ones who have gone out there and made their stops. We look at Chase Briscoe. He's a few seconds ahead of Kyle Larson, but Denny Hamlin, rather. William Byron closing out on Hamlin, Rob.
Byron had gained a little bit of track position on that round of pit stops, but since going back to green, Pat, he's made up even more ground. Now he sits just about three car lengths back of Hamlin.
Yeah, that's where they run right now down the back stretch. He did make up some on the pit road and is moving towards Hamlin just a little bit. Call it seven car lengths separate what will be second to third.
Briscoe currently running 12th. Again, all the cars in front of him have not made their green flag pit stops. Blaney on top, Cindric, then Gibbs, Haley, Heim. That is our current top five. The rest of our current top ten, Hosovar, Ty Dillon, Alex Bowman, John Hunter Nemechek, Daniel Suarez.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Riders, start your engines!
Atlanta Motor Speedway is built for battles.
High speeds, tight packs, dramatic finishes.
Crossover move! They're three wide for the lead!
But you've never seen Atlanta Motor Speedway like this, under the lights, where every moment feels bigger. Experience the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, Saturday, June 28th, under the lights in Atlanta. Get your tickets now at AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com.
Still in a cycle of green flag pit stops, Ryan Blaney has stayed out. He is still the leader of the Cracker Barrel 400. From Nashville Super Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Among the cars who have not pitted yet in stage number one of the Cracker Barrel 400, Carson Hocevar gives up 10th place to make his pit stop. Meanwhile, again, Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric, Justin Haley, Ty Dillon, John Hunter Nemechek have not pitted yet. Briscoe is now moved up into the number six position right now. Again, awaiting those pit stops. When they happen, he's back in the number one spot.
And based on the Sunoco fuel window, Ryan Blaney could still go at least another 25 laps. We'll see when that happens. Want to say a big thanks to Cracker Barrel for the sponsorship of the Cracker Barrel 400. We are joined by Chief Marketing Officer Sarah Moore, and it is so great to not only have this race here in Tennessee, but Lebanon, Tennessee, the home of Nashville Super Speedway and the home of Cracker Barrel. Great to see y'all back in NASCAR. Tell us why you're back.
Thank you. We are so happy to be back, and it really is because this is our home. This is what made Cracker Barrel what it is for over 55 years. And so part of this partnership was really about paying respect and showing love to Middle Tennessee, who has made us who we are, such a beloved brand. But it's also about partnering with NASCAR. Our fans are their fans, and we believe in bringing people together over a great experience. So we're super excited for this partnership.
Speaking of those race fans, we saw a lot of them out on the midway. The Cracker Barrel 400 t-shirts are awesome. Did you get to get out and mingle amongst the crowd today and talk to some Cracker Barrel people?
I sure did. And you know what? There are a lot of Cracker Barrel fans here, and they are so excited for this partnership. The one thing I kept hearing over and over again was this just makes sense. So we are just so excited to be here at this inaugural race.
This is awesome. All right, so the Cracker Barrel menu is awesome. A lot of people think breakfast. They have great dinner meals, the campground meals, all of the different things. What about you? What's your favorite item?
Ooh, my always favorite item is the pancakes. Nobody can beat our pancakes. But today, it's if you haven't come back in and tried Campfire, which is on the menu for the first time since 2018, you are missing out. That with a cold beer and a s'more skillet, it's perfect.
It is pretty awesome. So I told you before, and this is true, I've been trying to hit a Cracker Barrel in every single state. Even the ones where we don't race, I've got most all of them. But yesterday, Jerry Horn, our general manager, and I hit a new personal Cracker Barrel for me, the one in Smyrna, Tennessee, right where we're staying. So beautiful store, lots of cool things and all of that. But we're going to keep that mission going, by the way.
That's amazing. 44 states. So tell me when you hit 44. But Smyrna, that's a special store, so I hope you liked it.
Oh, we had a great time, great service, great people working there and everything. And we truly want to thank you for the support of Nashville Super Speedway and NASCAR fans. I know the store that we have out in the fan zone is just awesome. Big long line there, a lot of people wanting to see that.
Yes, and thank you. You all have welcomed us in with open hearts, and it's just been amazing. So right. More to come.
Thank you. Sarah Moore, the Chief Marketing Officer for Cracker Barrel. Big thanks to them for their support of the Cracker Barrel 400.
Again, late at night, breakfast all day. You know, I referee volleyball games, and we head to Cracker Barrels in North Carolina all the time. We know they're open after the games, and we can get breakfast all the time.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Sarah. We appreciate it. All right, let's get back to the action out here on the racetrack. We have 29 laps to go. And guess what? Ryan Blaney's still out on the racetrack, Mark.
And he is still going to stay on the racetrack. He works his way out of turn number four down to the start-finish line. He is leading his teammate, Austin Cindric, who has not pitted, by 3.1 seconds. Justin Haley by 12. 22 over Ty Dillon before we get to fifth place Chase Briscoe, the first car that has made the pit stop. Again, when those cars stop, if they stop under green, they are going to obviously give up the lead. And at this point, if they stop even under yellow, they're going to give up the lead because Chase Briscoe has enough fuel and tires to go the rest of the way here in stage one.
And Mark, look at this as well. Ryan Blaney just ran a lap of 30.329. Chase Briscoe, who has fresher tires, 30.283. Literally a half a hundredth of a second is only the difference that they have right there. Let's go down to pit road and Wendy Venturini.
That's a great observation, Brad. That's exactly the feedback they are giving to driver Ryan Blaney, saying there's not a lot of tire fall off right now. Ryan Blaney is setting the pace for the field and matching the lap time. Some of the drivers that have already come down pit road wanted to know how that the 12 is keeping those lap times. But for whatever reason, Penske's taking that risk early on to see how their cars perform. And we are quickly learning that tire fall-off is not a big deal today at Nashville.
That is a great thing if you're Ryan Blaney, if you're a Chase Briscoe, Denny Hamlin fan, you want to see him catch him. Well, maybe not so much right now. We're in eBay stage number one. Mark, what do you say we give an eBay leaderboard? Swapping out your tires? There's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
25 laps to go in stage one. Ryan Blaney, the leader. Austin Cindric, second. Justin Haley, third. Fourth, Chase Briscoe. Denny Hamlin is fifth. William Byron, sixth. Seventh, Ty Dillon. Eighth is going to be Tyler Reddick. Christopher Bell, ninth. 10th is Daniel Suarez.
Chase Elliott runs 11th. 12th is John Hunter Nemechek. Michael McDowell is 13th. 14th, Joey Logano. Ross Chastain, 15th. 16th is Chris Buescher. Eric Jones is 17th. 18th, Brad Keselowski. A.J. Allmendinger, 19th. And 20th, Ryan Preece.
Cody Ware, 21st. 22nd, Ty Gibbs. 23rd, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Austin Dillon, 24th. 25th, Zane Smith. 26th is Josh Berry. Shane Van Gisbergen, 27th. Then it's Noah Gregson, 28th. 29th, Corey Heim, Kyle Busch in 30th.
Carson Hocevar runs 31st, 32nd, Alex Bowman, 33rd, Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst just 34th, 35th, Bubba Wallace, he served a penalty after speeding on his green flag stop. Cole Custer, 36th, 37th, Todd Gilliland, 38th, J.J. Yaley, 39th, and the final car on the racetrack, Chad Fincham running five laps down.
Allmendinger works his way now back to the right, back to the left. White flag is out. He'll lead Byron to turn one for the final time.
This is A.J. Allmendinger, driver the number 16 for Colic Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
After 68 laps, Justin Haley is one of the cars that has stayed out, finally making it onto pit road. Ryan Blaney still out on track, leading this race. We just have 21 to go in stage number one from Nashville. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Back here live at Nashville Super Speedway in the middle of stage one. Austin Cindric waited so long out there during this cycle before pitting. He came on the radio and said, I'm not sure what we're doing right now. But his crew chief, Brian Wilson, said they had a plan. He just came down pit roads with four tires, a small air pressure adjustment. They waited a long time to make sure the car was filled with fuel, and he was backed out after a green flag stop when he went through.
Ryan Blaney also came down pit road at lap 70. Keep in mind, our first green flag pit stop started at lap 41. That's 29 laps between the laps of green flag pit stops that the 12 car had waited. He had gotten a little bit free, but I'll tell you one thing, the lap times had not fallen off for those pesky cars. They were keeping pace on those older tires.
So now with 17 laps to go, Chase Briscoe has re-inherited the lead. He's behind now the A.J. Allmendinger car. Just up ahead of him, Brad, is Kyle Larson. Larson is on the lead lap. He is the last car on the lead lap in the 28th position, and he is certainly going to have to get a little bit of giddy up and go to stay ahead of Briscoe.
He is. You don't want to go a lap down in stage one. Here's the other thing. I look at Ryan Blaney, I look at Austin Cindric, and I have to wonder, do their crew chiefs have in mind potentially jumping the stage? As Wendy Venturini had pointed out, tire degradation is not something they're worried about early in this race. If they come in and pit with less than 20 to go in a stage, they could potentially stay out, split the next stage, hang on to the lead. Kyle Larson doesn't have that luxury. He was the first one onto pit road when that window opened up.
So right now, Blaney running 13th, Cindric in 17th, and then as we documented, Kyle Larson is mired deep in the pack, 28th, the last car on the lead lap. When he looks in his rear view mirror, he can see Chase Briscoe, but he's got a couple of cars between him and the leader as they head to one.
Those two cars are John Hunter Nemechek and A.J. Allmendinger, running interference at the moment for Kyle Larson, but now Allmendinger will go to work on Larson momentarily. Chase Briscoe will be right on the back bumper of one Kyle Larson, and who would have believed that, Pat? This could spell good news for the guy that's running in third place right now, William Byron. As the front two are going to get bunched up here trying to get around Larson, that's going to pull William Byron a little closer to battle for the lead.
Getting closer and closer. Now, as we wind down stage number one, we've got 15 laps to go in this stage as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand.